This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This final note today, it's a correction of sorts. We were talking on Friday about how silver bullets can kill vampires. And one of you, you know who you are, tweeted us to say we got it all wrong. It's silver bullets for werewolves, guys, not vampires, he said. So we called somebody who knows way more about these things than we do, author Anne Rice, and we asked her.
So what can I answer for you?
Well, let me tell you what happened. So we did a little thing on the air on Friday about silver bullets being used to kill vampires. It was about vampire ammunition. And we got a tweet from a listener who was adamant, and he said, silver bullets are for werewolves, not vampires. Holy cow, please run a correction. So here we are. We're going to the source.
Well, that, he's absolutely right. Traditionally, a silver bullet is supposed to kill a werewolf. Vampires are not particularly affected by silver bullets. Traditionally, what kills vampires is a wooden stake through the heart. Now, that doesn't affect my vampires, but that's what kills, you know, the run-of-the-mill, old-world vampires.
What about the clove of garlic and the holding up of the cross and all that stuff?
Well, that doesn't affect my vampires either, but traditionally that does paralyze vampires and force them to back off. And that's Dracula mythology.
So do you have
an Eastern European mythology. The vampires can be controlled with garlic and crosses.
So,
yeah.
So you guys have like super, you have super vampires? Is that the thing?
Well, yeah, my vampires are a little different. I developed a different mythology for them when I started writing in 1976. And Lestat and Louis and Armand, my vampires, they're stronger than that. They don't respond to garlic or to crosses, and they can sometimes survive a stake through the heart because they heal very fast.
Oh. Now, how much do you know about werewolves?
Well, I've been recently researching them. I just published a book called The Wolf Gift about werewolves, and I looked into a lot of the mythology and the traditions. So I'm a bit up on it at the moment.
Well, other than silver bullets, then, what do you use? I mean, should you run across one?
I think silver bullets are the traditional way. Silver bullet right to the heart usually kills a werewolf. I think with all supernatural creatures, if you can decapitate them, you can pretty much do away with them. You know, that seems to be what we see in a lot of different horror stories and movies. If you can decapitate and destroy the body, burn it up, you're pretty much done with that creature, whether you have any garlic crosses, silver bullets, or stakes. You know, now, there is such a thing as obliteration.
Yeah, I guess. Now, I have to confess, I've read your books, but I don't see the movies based on them because I don't do scary movies. It's just this thing I have.
But I know how you feel. I don't do them when I'm alone in the house either.
Well, let me ask you the metaphysical question, though, right? What is it in the real world that scares you today?
Oh, my gosh. What scares me today? I think we read on the news of all kinds of scary things. You know, one of the reasons we love horror fiction so much is we can get away from what's really scary.
Yeah.
Poverty, starvation, genocide, war, nuclear annihilation. You know, we live in a world where we're confronted with the suffering of people all over the planet every day. Who aren't as blessed as we are, aren't as fortunate as we are, and they're in situations where they're facing terrorism and genocidal armies and governments that don't care how many people they kill to enforce a dictatorship. That's what's really scary. And I think we love to go to graphic novels and TV and watch a wonderful fantasy like True Blood on HBO,
mm-hmm.
because
That's right.
we get away from all that and we can, you know, experience a little fear and pity and catharsis and get over it. And it's comforting. I think fiction has always done that for people. Fantasy
yeah.
has always done that.
Yeah. Anne Rice, thank you so much for your time and for your correction, by the way. I appreciate the help.
Well, thank you for treating me like an expert on the supernatural. I love it. You've made my day.
If anybody is, you are, right? Come on.
Thank you very much.
Anne Rice on vampires. I mean, who else are you going to call, right? She's into werewolves now, too, by the way. Her new book is called The Wolf Gift. You can hear the rest of our chat at marketplace.org.